OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside.
Welcome to Fireside, where we talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mitch's got the grooviest news. From books to TV, even movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here will you choose. Even a superhero fight club will we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. And either listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti. And with me, as always, are my wonderful sidekicks. First, Mr. P, featured.
Hello, Internet.
And then there's Mauer. Mauer? And then Mauer.
Hey, Mauer.
Oh, beep you. Are we recording?
God. Oh, my goodness.
Gosh, you're slow. Hey, remember that time that the Mauer got stuck in the slow force? Well, yeah. It was the speed force, but because Mauer was in it, it was the slow force. Yeah. The light, remember the lightning was like fizzling out?
Yes. Very, very funny.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. The hell is that?
Fireside.
I think it's Mauer.
Is that Fireside.
You look good, you look thin.
You look good.
Fireside.
Here.
The reality. The reality of all worlds. The reality of all worlds depend on the sanctity of the timeline. Depend on the sanctity of the timeline. You have to change it back. You have to change it back. Beep you!
I don't know about you guys. I have no idea what I just said.
I think, okay. All right, hold on.
Features, was I from Earth 2?
That was not an Earth 2 thing.
I think it was something about the fabric of reality and the sanctity of the timeline, and we need to change the numbers back. Right?
What?
Well, no. The only thing that we've done recently that would require you to come out of the slow force again is that we changed to the new numbers of the show.
This is no longer going to be issue 2?
No. Well, I don't know what the fabric of reality really means. Like, I just really don't know what the hell you said, but it sounded serious enough for that we should really think about changing those numbers.
Back.
Do you guys smell whiskey? I might have been drinking.
I think you were. Actually, you know what? No.
There's strong possibility.
You definitely were.
Yeah.
But, I mean, drunk Mauer still says something's wrong.
I think, okay.
So this is...
So we're not, I guess, I mean, still volume 2, I guess, but not...
Convergence?
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to bring the legacy numbers back, right?
Legacy!
Diversity. No, that doesn't fit.
Yeah. All right, so welcome.
So is this 278?
Something like that.
Yeah, we're around that.
It's
274. Four?
What are we even on? I don't even know my own show anymore.
274.
274, okay. All right, so we're going back to 274. Right. So that was a strange day.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys.
One issue. We're going back to our legacy numbers.
Well, it is Wednesday.
And in the Wednesday show is where we talk about the news.
The new news.
God.
If you're new around here, what we're going to do is we're going to focus on all the comic-related current events from around the comic sphere. We're talking the books, TV, movies, you name it. We got a lot to talk about. It's actually a pretty jam-packed show.
Jam-packed.
So let's start with comics as we always do. And I think the thing that we want to focus on, and this is really, I'm sorry, Mauer, but one of the books that you were really excited for 2018 is not going to happen.
It's because we got cocky and we said that they were making books just for me. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're taking one back.
Yeah, they still listen to us.
I was a little upset. Like, that was one of the ones that I was actually intrigued on myself. So what? Give me the story, Mauer.
The Dick Tracy Year One comic that was supposed to come out on Archie Comics.
Mm-hmm.
As it's going to the printers, got pulled.
What? Why?
So it turns out the newspaper company that owned the rights, quote unquote, didn't really own the rights to give them for the comic book. Now, interesting fact, I don't know if you remember the Dick Tracy TV special.
Actually, I don't.
So Warren Beatty dressed up as Dick Tracy and put out a TV show as if he was Dick Tracy, doing an interview and also talking about the history of Dick Tracy. So that he could maintain the rights. It looks like he still owns all rights to Dick Tracy.
Wow. So we got to see Warren Beatty to get a Dick Tracy comic.
He needs to get paid, right. I guess.
Put him in the yellow. Let's do this.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Warren.
Let's do it.
You wanted to pull strings. Let's do it now.
Now, I thought the time had passed. It was one of those deals like the Marvel deal. If you don't make something in enough time.
Sure. Like Daredevil.
Yeah, it reverts back, mm-hmm. I guess. Not. Or he could have sold the rights or sublet the rights to somebody else. They haven't really released what happened. They just said that they did not have all the rights that they thought they did.
Beatty did it.
That's a reference to the original movie. Big Boy did it. That was good. Earth One. All right. So next bit of news, sticking to the comic sphere here, we've got so the Black Canary, mm-hmm. Longtime love interest of Oliver Queen, the Green Arrow,
yeah.
The Canary Cry, able to scream and potentially take a building down,
great
right?
Hand to hand combatant,
huge, right?
Yeah.
Great strategist. Taught the Young Avengers in the Young Avengers TV show. She's
fishnet stockings.
Been in the Arrow show for quite a while. Yes, fishnet stocking. She is. You can't say she's not known for the fishnets.
That's true.
But it turns out in the new rebirth books, she's going to be the new, spoiler alert, Ra's al Ghul.
Now, this is in Gotham City Garage, which is a future apocalyptic world,
mm-hmm.
Where it's chaos ensuing. So she takes over the demon's head. She is the mantle. Now, cool thing is,
takes his head off.
Yeah, they are taking, they flat out said, they're taking some cues from the Arrow TV show.
Well, they've been kind of doing that for a bit. I mean, when they brought John Diggle into the actual comic universe,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the popularity of that show and the fan base is so diehard for that show, it's almost silly to not. I mean, I know the Ollies are different, but the world's pretty similar.
Well, and they also said they loved the idea of there being, you know, a new Ra's that was once a hero. Like, it wasn't, you know, anytime we've ever got another Ra's or another head of League of Shadows, it's always kind of been a bad guy.
Or so, a short period of time, a good guy for a short period of time.
Yeah.
Which Ollie. Is probably what this is.
Who knows? This could be.
It would be interesting, but I don't know. It doesn't grasp me. Like, I'm not now all of a sudden intrigued to go buy, you know, Gotham City Garage. I'm not intrigued to go buy a Black Canary book because of it. But it is new, and I like it for that.
I agree. Moving on to more DC stuff.
A lot of DC things. So one of the coolest things recently, I don't know if you've been watching TV, you may have all of a sudden noticed that some DC Comics TV ads have popped up.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So there's actual commercials on TV for comic books.
For comics.
That hasn't happened since we were like, what?
Kids.
When five? When Pizza Hut young, was giving them kids. Away.
Well, I was probably five. Maurer was probably 20.
I was definitely like five or six.
But anyway, they're trying to get us wrapped around a couple new characters. So they're trying to introduce a new slew of characters to the DC landscape.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do we have going back to the familiar and getting issue 1000 for Superman, a lot of cool like landmark moments. The next thing that they're trying to do is push a bunch of new books, which, you know, kudos to them for trying to create new characters instead of just shoehorning some together and create like a hybrid character.
Right.
Like, I'll take that. I mean, some of them aren't new. Some of them are just new teams or new variations of characters right. that have been around for a bit, but still new is nice.
So this also feels very much with that legacy of going back to old characters that might've been forgotten about or not.
Some.
Not really pulled off right in the first time
mm-hmm.
and putting them with some of the new characters to kind of give them a little bit of that. Hey, I'm associated with a character that has a rub, you know, and giving them that platform.
So some of the new books have already come out to the shops, but there's a bunch on the way. So let's just give you a quick, just a recap, a real quick recap. We're going to actually do a whole post about this on welcometofireside.com. So check out the website in the next day or two.
By we, Baby Huey.
Baby Huey, more than likely.
You're on it, right?
It's going to do a nice little breakdown of each person. So that's something we'll share on the page. So it's worth checking out. But just going down the line real quick, one of the big ones is Damage. That's a book that's already out now.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially the Hulk mixed with an A-bomb. So the government uses him essentially for 1 hour a day to go wreak havoc. So it's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing.
Okay. Right?
But it's very Hulk-esque. He has no control of the monster, and he has to deal with the repercussions of when he is the monster. Blah. Next one, Silencer, which is kind of like a super-powered Black Widow, so to speak. Right?
Yeah.
Just an assassin who has retired, has to come back into the world, but she's like super strong, things like that. From there, the coolest one, I think, is Sideways. Sideways is able to teleport by Spot. Creating portals, right, like Spot or Blink. And he gets his powers from being in the Dark Multiverse, which is kind of cool. So the way it ties into the story arc that's going on with Batman right now.
Yeah.
Then we have the Terrifics, which is a team made up of essentially Mr. Terrific, Plastic Man, a couple other people. But they are stuck in
the Dark Multiverse,
and they're somehow stuck together.
I'm going to pause for 1 second. Do you think that all of this stuff wasn't in the works until they saw how big the Dark Multiverse is? Or do you think they had this foresight knowing how good it was going to be?
I think they had foresight because it's such a all-consuming kind of story, like Blackest Night.
Yeah.
That I think they were going to go with it no matter what.
I think just having a Dark Multiverse where you have other infinite possibilities leads into more stories. Even if there wasn't foresight to this as Metal was happening, it's like, I got something for this.
Yeah. I mean, so. It's honestly when Scott Snyder said this was my ideas, it wouldn't surprise me if DC was like, okay, get a couple people to come up with stories around this.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Because there hasn't been, like, there have been the one shots, there have been the one off kind of tie in stories, but not much.
Right.
When you think of the grand scheme of things for like these big events.
Yeah, a lot
books.
Of this just seems tied to that.
Some, but because of the timeline, probably all in some form or fashion. But keeping it going from there, we have the Immortal Men, which is just a clan of immortals that have we're just finding out about that have been protecting humanity for the dawn of time, right?
So where were they at when Vandal Savage?
Great question. Brimstone, character that they're bringing back from, right around the Crisis on Infinite Earth time, or right afterwards?
Mid-80s.
Anyway, he essentially seems like Ghost Rider for Marvel, or for DC, I mean.
Ghost Rider mixed with Marvel's Penance.
Yeah, Penance. Yeah, that's really good way to put it. Because, you know, so for those unaware, Penance is a character who has to put himself through pain in order to have his power. So he has to endure a lot of pain, and the more he's in pain, the more powers he has. Now, with Brimstone, similar scenario, whereas he's always on fire. So he feels the pain of being on fire, which gives him this kind of hell storm vibe to him. You know what I mean?
Now, Penance was cool. Side note, the number of spikes on the inside of his suit were, according to a number of people that were killed in Civil War. There's two different Penances.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what was it? Nitro? We'll get back to it. I think it was Nitro originally changed his name.
To Penance?
Speedball. That's it.
And then, I mean, essentially his whole outfit is like an Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in the, my first introduction to him was in the Marvel Ultimate Alliance game.
Okay.
In the second game he was in that?
Yeah, he was.
He was in that. It was a pretty obscure character to show up out of nowhere. But he was big in Civil War. So
the number of spikes in it was the number of people that died in the explosion.
There's not many after that. There's a group called the Challengers and a group called...
The Unexpected.
Yeah, I mean...
Totally unexpected.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to get a lot more information about a lot of these books because only a couple of them have come out. But again, we'll have that breakdown on Welcome to Fireside just because I don't want to lose the whole show to that one story. So moving on, let's go into Jubilee. It's weird. Jubilee news. So who's Jubilee?
Well,
the Plasmoids.
Recently, Jubilee has been part of the undead.
Really?
Yeah, oddly enough.
So after... M-Day, she lost all of her powers, but then got turned into a vampire, changed her name, adopted a kid. The kid's afraid of her because the kid witnessed her feeding. So very, you know, vampire, like true vampire-esque to make her more cutting edge.
Well, going a little bit further back than that, if you were new to comics or if you maybe saw the X-Men animated show growing up.
That's where she was first introduced.
Jubilee was most notably from the X-Men animated show. She was like... Wolverine sidekick, so to speak. Yellow trench coat. That's how most people know her.
Yeah.
She shot the what they called plasmoids, but essentially it was like fireworks coming out
she
of her fingers.
She was Dazzler.
She was modern Dazzler. She was 90s Dazzler. Dazzler, another character who shot like fireworks.
Well, guess what? She's back as the Dazzler character.
People love her, man. She's a beloved character.
Believe it or not, Anthony, who
we work with,
yeah, he's actually a big Jubilee fan. So
I never knew there was big Jubilee fans.
It turns out there's enough
cool thing. And I forget the character. She was out in the sun and dying, and the character used the last of his Phoenix Force to bring her back to life.
And upon doing that, the Phoenix Force actually restored her mutant powers as well.
Because if you think about it, she lost them and then died.
Right.
So when they brought her back to life, it brought her back to prior to that. So Jubilee,
Phoenix Rebirth.
Well, since we talked about, this is a small story, but it's enough to bring up. Since we were talking about Dark Knight Metal a second ago, let's just real fast talk about the fact that it turns out Scott Snyder, who the acclaimed Batman writer now,
I guess, definitely
up there with the elites, I would say at this point.
Listen.
How he's been able to change the Batman mythos is huge.
Hell of a story.
I'll give him that title, but... it turns out he cut out a bunch of characters.
Really?
So there was a bunch of other Dark Knight bastardized Batman.
This sounds like an SNL skit about to happen.
So for those unaware about Dark Knight's Metal, it's just the Dark Knight multiverse is a thing that has all these evil, like horror versions of Batman that are merged with the other DC heroes.
Yeah.
Red Death, for example, is Flash meets Batman if he wanted to murder everybody, and the Drowned for Aquaman, so on and so forth. But he had a couple other crazy ones where like Bruce Wayne was convicted for murder of his parents and had to grow up in Arkham Asylum.
Which, so, I want to hear that story.
I want to hear a bunch of these. Damn. One of them, he says he merged with Gotham. The hell does that mean?
He's ego.
Of a city.
I feel like that's more like a Swamp Thing type deal.
Like, just like the buildings, the windows or eyes and the blinking crap. I mean, that's, yeah. I can't wrap my head around that. But he had one where he was like a Punisher-esque kind of character where he just had guns and he just went around and murdered everybody.
More like his dad.
And here's the funny thing is he said that wasn't dark enough.
Right.
But which leads me to believe that all of these characters that we're referring to or talking about might show up in future stories, because you might get this one overall arc of these awesome Batman villain characters. And then say 6 months from now, you get like a one-off with a couple other characters.
Would that be great? Because you still have the dark multiverse and there's still so many stories that can stem from there.
They did this on purpose. These are breaking case of emergency characters.
Right.
Like... sales are dipping a little bit. Let's go back to Metal. Break. Okay, here's Gotham Batman. So, you know what?
It's pretty cool to me.
I would love to see it.
All right. So, yep. Namor.
Yes.
All right. No, just stop talking, Mallory. Just give this over to Features because he's the only one who cares.
Hey, that's not true.
Do you want to go get a beer?
Maybe.
All right.
You park yourself.
Let's follow this up with some Aquaman news.
Woo! You park yourself.
Who's Namor, Mauer?
Namor.
I'm not going to give it to Features.
Namor is... the lesser of the two companies, water heroes.
Like, if I had to take water heroes, I'd probably say Aquaman, Aqualad, and then Namor.
Oh, you guys are so disrespectful.
All right, so Features, who's Namor?
Namor is actually Namor McKenzie, born to a human father and an Atlantean mother.
Huh, sounds like Aquaman.
Keep going.
Hey.
Arthur Curry. Go ahead.
As it turns out, Namor is actually one of Marvel's first mutants. He has all the abilities of an Atlantean.
He's
can
got
breathe
these
underwater.
Tiny little wings on his feet.
So to separate him from being an Atlantean, they decide, I guess we have to make him a mutant so we don't totally rip off Aquaman. Carry on.
just finish.
No, you're doing great.
You're
doing really good here.
None of this matters. Namor's got a new look. I mean, that's it. That's
He's on
news.
X-Men Red now.
That's kind of cool. I like the idea of bringing him back into the X-Men fold. I do like seeing him on an X-Men team. I like that.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Because I would much rather, I think he's a team character. I don't think he is a franchise solo character.
He's had a very good franchise book, though.
I mean, and I'm sure he's got plenty of them, but they haven't been recent.
He's Water Wolverine.
I don't know about that.
He
I'm not giving you that one.
A loner who doesn't like being on a team but can't really be on his own.
What's because he's
Wolverine can absolutely be on his own.
Yeah.
How many Wolverine books have there
There's been a ton of Namor books, but I'm not saying they were good.
Oh, yeah, but I'm thinking Wolverine had some really
He did
well,
have some good.
The origin books and everything. I mean, come on. You can't put the two of them.
I guess he's way
Namor probably has a bunch of books from 50s, 60s, maybe 70s that are cool.
He was real popular in the 90s. Okay.
Yeah, okay. All Moving right. on. Popular. He's got some cool 90s looking costumes.
We'll put them in the comment section. So if you go to find this post on Welcome to Fireside, you'll see the picture, right?
Yeah.
Check us out over at the OG Podcast Network, but I don't know if the picture will be there. So welcome to fireside.com if you want to see the photo of what we're talking about.
All right. Moving on to Avengers.
Okay, this is some weird news. I personally think this is pretty lazy, but Marvel has introduced a character called Voyager.
Voyager.
And Voyager is essentially a Star
Trek show. I was thinking that.
She's a big time Marvel character now that has been essentially retconned into every original Avengers book. Like, she's always been on the original Avengers lineup, but she was written out of history and has recently come back and everyone knows who she is now.
It sounds a lot like Sentry.
It does.
It seems so lazy to me. I don't know how I feel about this.
It's weird that Sentry is coming back and then...
The Void's coming
back. No, Sentry's back too. Sentry showed up in Doctor Strange's book. So, okay. So
he kept them set. We'll get into that.
We'll talk about that in a moment. But still, Voyager is a powerful character who is essentially retconned in, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Meh.
Ex Machina.
Not really, but it's not... I mean, it's closer than when you normally say Ex Machina.
We'll give you a pass on this one.
Yeah.
But okay, we'll see how this fleshes out later. So more to come on the Voyager story, but I don't know. It just seems...
Now when you said that, I'm thinking about the Voyager spaceship.
Star Trek.
The spaceship that exploded. More to come on the story.
Or Star Trek.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to something cool.
Go ahead.
Red Goblin.
Red Goblin, man.
Red Goblin.
Identity leaked, not by Lego for once.
This is the funniest...
Yeah.
I know. Good job, Lego.
Lego did that great.
Lego is almost always the source.
Amazon.
So
was it Prime?
So this is something we've talked about on this show for a little bit. I said this was one of my favorite things to find out in 2018, mm-hmm. right? This is not the way I wanted to find out, but still one of the things I was excited for. It's something that we talked about in 2017 when they first announced it, who the Red Goblin was going to be. Essentially, what we're getting is the Green Goblin, Norman Osborn.
Right.
Merging with the Carnage symbiote. So the Green Goblin, we all know, big, long-time Spider-Man villain. I mean, it's like the Joker for Batman.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I think that's fair to
say. Yeah, that's a good
comparison. That's fair to say.
Fair assessment.
And Carnage, one of the biggest villains to pop up in the 90s for Spider-Man, which mm-hmm. is coming off of the Venom storyline, and was essentially Venom, but crazier. Like, if the Venom symbiote had landed on a mass murderer, right?
Yeah.
That's what you would get. And Carnage is one of my favorite. Carnage is more like the Joker than Green Goblin is. Green Goblin's just as important to Spider-Man as if it was the Joker. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, it's more Carnage is more the Joker.
Towards the end of Norman Osborn, he got a little crazy. So by putting his craziness.
He got a little crazy? I think he was already crazy.
Well, he was going. That's how he was able to relate to Sentry so well. He was losing his mind. Now you give him with the crazy symbiote. And this is going to be just nuts. Now, going back to the Amazon thing, this was leaked because they put a blurb about the book coming out. So it said, Norman Osborn finally finding a way to get back with Green Goblin merges with the Carnage symbiote. It's like, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Amazon.
But
still cool. I mean, it's worth checking out. He looks a little dopey. We'll put the picture. I mean, he looks cool, but his glider looks dopey. He looks cool.
I can stomach the glider, though.
But I will put the picture in the comment section.
Can I say that I'm not surprised that it's Norman Osborn?
All right. Let's go ahead real quick. There's a cool new book for Wolverine coming out. Features, you can go ahead and just walk away from the mic real quick.
Yeah, well, hold on.
It's all right. You don't need to be around for this. But there's a book called The Hunt for Wolverine coming out, which is kind of cool because it's going to have four short stories that all lead into one big payoff, which is going to be Adamantium Agenda, which is going to be like an action comic. Then you've got Claws of a Killer, which is going to be like a horror comic. Then you've got there's a romance one.
Mystery and Madripoor.
Okay, there you go. And then what's the noir book?
And then you got Lost Weapon.
Which all seems kind of cool because if you read them all, they're all going to tell you little clues that lead into this big discovery. So there's no creative teams announced yet. But it's, to me, that seems pretty cool.
And this is going to be
Wolverine.
And this is going to be a big, like, extra size 40 page book that has all these stories in it, which should be cool.
Yeah, I'm stoked for that.
All right, I'm back.
So the void. We got to do this real quick because we want to get into some other news. But the Void is essentially the other half of Sentry, who is the evil entity that could destroy the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But he's back.
Well,
has he been filled?
Go ahead. No, this is Maurer's.
So here's what's
going
on. We found out that the Sentry was locked away in the Sanctum Sanctorum.
Okay.
Doctor Strange's headquarters.
With Loki being there as the new Sorcerer Supreme, which is the all-being Supreme Sorcerer.
Right.
There was a door that was locked.
Okay.
Well, Doctor Strange opened the door and the Void was there, but the Void bonded with Doctor Strange now.
What?
It just seems like Green Goblin merging with Carnage. You've got Doctor Strange merging with the Void. It's just, I don't know. I don't know about things like this.
Yeah, I mean, it looks cool because putting Doctor Strange in that dark place might be able to tell some really cool stories. Like,
it's interesting to have the Void have a body like this outside of Sentry. And it'll be interesting to see Sentry and Void fighting, because you know that's going to eventually happen.
Right. So Doctor Strange versus Sentry.
Doctor Strange, Void versus Sentry. I mean, that's a whole different monster. Yes. Literally.
So I can't wait. Like, this story has just been, and it's ramping up to that big story with Damnation coming out, which, subtitle on the news, in the South, Damnation is getting a little blurb over it because they don't want to have it be religious. So
yeah,
they're putting something over damn.
Don't want to mess with the Bible Belt.
All right.
All right. So let's move on to some TV news. And there's only two real things to mention. One biggest probably news is that Kid Flash from Flash, right?
Right.
Is now moving over to Legends of Tomorrow. So Kid Flash being the sidekick of the Flash, getting the same powers. Wally West, who is kind of our favorite Flash, but like the second iteration of Wally West, not the original redhead Wally West. Anyway, he's moving over to Legends of Tomorrow, which to me, you throw Kid Flash and you throw Constantine on that on that show now.
Might be a good look for him.
I'm a lot more intrigued.
Constantine
and Kid Flash on that team is pretty cool. I'll take that.
That is cool.
So I might try this show again.
But you know what? Normally when they put someone of that caliber power there, they're going to, in a sense, slow him down a bit. There's going to be more situations.
But I don't know if that's necessarily true, because they did go up against Eobard Thawne, who definitely wasn't slower. Remember, he made like a million time remnants of himself?
That's true.
Yeah.
So I don't know how true that is. They also had the Black Flash on that show. So it's not like they're not used to speedsters.
Yeah, but these are all bad guys we're talking about.
Sure. But I don't think they're going to change anything.
But they never depower bad guys. They power up bad guys and depower heroes in group settings.
All right. But let's keep going with TV news, which is just real fast. Let's give me, and I don't think I'm probably the only one who watched this show.
Yeah.
So Black Lightning came out for the Arrowverse. Well, not in the Arrowverse, but the CW show that's around, you know, with the Arrow chunk of TV.
Now, I do want to watch this. It just didn't make it to the top of the DVR.
Yeah, look, I'm probably not the best person to go off of since I did like the Inhumans. let's just start with that. But I did like the show. I didn't hate it. I thought it was pretty good. It's costume wonky. I like the costume. The early footage that we saw, the early photos that we saw, we didn't see the extra CGI to it. So the lightning that moves around his suit as he's moving is kind of cool, and the way it hits his eyes. He as a character is very strong because it's him coming out of retirement. So it's not like you have to worry about a confidence thing or learning his powers. So when he finally comes to it, it takes a while to get going. Warn you that when you're in it, it takes a little bit to get moving. But when it does, it's pretty good. He has a hallway scene that's really, really fun.
Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be a very conscious
It's
show.
A very, very socially conscious show. Almost sometimes arguably to a fault.
Okay.
Because it seems like it's taking away from the fantastical element, so that when that part happens, it's almost like, okay, well, that was out of the blue.
Does it feel like a CW show?
No.
It
no,
feels like a Netflix show.
It feels like if you took Riverdale, like the darkness that the Riverdale show is going for, and you mix it with a Netflix show. So it's got that same CW kind of gloss to it, the like lower budget kind of show.
Okay.
But the violence to it, I was not expecting how gritty and violent to be. I mean, there's a scene where a dude literally gets thrown into a piranha tank and eaten in front of you.
Wow.
Like, it's a lot. One dude gets hit with a harpoon and like dragged around. I mean, it's the soundtrack's cool. Kendrick Lamar's got a song on there. Isaac Hayes has a song on there.
All right.
In general, it's worth your time.
I heard the theme song.
The theme song is awful.
It's trash.
I put it on our Apple Music playlist. Check it out. I'm going to leave it there for a little bit. But it's an awful song.
Okay. All right. That's TV.
So movie news. I think a big one that we should probably talk about is the new Suicide Squad trailer. Hell to Pay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the DC animated universe, dude, firing on all cylinders all the time.
Can we just welcome Christian Slater to the DC?
Christian Slater, I think you're going to kill it.
You know,
Tara Strong as Harley Quinn is always awesome.
Yeah.
We love you, Tara.
That trailer, though, there was so much Christian Slater, and it was like, hey, we know he has a unique voice that you're going to know here.
But it looked good. It looked good. It's got it's about them versus Vandal Savage, a whole lot of new villains to put on the team.
Yep.
The only knock on it is some of the CGI animation looked a little wonky, like when the truck flips.
I'll live. I'm not too worried about it.
I mean,
but it's worth your time. We'll make sure it's in the comment section for you to check it out. One big bit of news that I think we need to talk about is the Venom Spider-Man rumors.
Mm-hmm.
So for the longest time, we knew that Venom was standalone from the Sony Venom movie. Wasn't going to be a part of the MCU or have anything to do with that. Now, remember when Pascal, I think that's how you say her name,
yes,
did that interview with Kevin Feige, and she said that Spider-Man would be in the movie, and Kevin Feige's face dropped.
Yes.
It was so funny, everyone memed it.
He was like,
what if she wasn't lying? What if she was telling the truth, and Kevin Feige was like, shut the, you know?
Because they don't want it tied to it, because it is going to be an
door,
R.
Lady!
And this is all coming to light because Tom Holland was supposedly on set.
So that's the thing. People are saying that Spider-Man's in this movie, and it might not be Spider-Man, it might be Peter Parker. So this might be before, this might be after, but they're saying that Spider-Man's not necessarily in the movie, but Tom Holland's Peter Parker may show up.
So it
could be just a cameo.
It was like a quick origin, maybe?
Maybe.
Or it was just Tom Holland visiting a set.
It's possible. Look, it's possible, but the rumor's real, right? The rumor, you can't deny the rumor.
In the comments, tell us what you think. So let's do one more thing.
What's that?
We got to talk Spawn.
Oh, because why not?
They're casting it, but guess what?
What?
You know how we knew it was the detectives? The detective. So they're going to be focusing just on Twitch with no Sam, which is weird.
Very weird.
That is weird.
I was watching the Facebook Live event that Todd McFarlane has talked about this,
mm-hmm.
and when he said that, it was like a jaw-dropping, like, really?
Well,
like, yeah. Sam and Twitch is like, that's like...
It's like Penn and Teller.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Well, one without the other.
If you were going to do one of them, though, I would think you would do Sam.
Because he's the most vocal one.
Maybe Sam would just be too obnoxious alone.
So
Sam's an annoying character.
But quick breakdown.
Twitch doesn't talk much.
Yeah, so quick break. Sam is the one where he's a big, bulky, heavyset guy. They hint at like super strength. He's, for a big guy, moves around pretty good and has gone toe-to-toe with some superhumans. He is the street smart one. So he is the one that's able to get information from people and doing all that. Twitch, however, is a mathematics genius. He normally puts the puzzle together, which might be why they're leaning towards him, but he's not good at seeing what's in front of his face.
Well, essentially, Todd McFarlane said that there were stories that have never been told before Sam and Twitch met. So this might be leading into that BBC show that he's got with Kevin Smith, focusing on Sam and Twitch. This might be the movie that brings them together,
okay,
leading into the TV show.
And this will probably be when Twitch is still married, because in the comics, he's divorced and doesn't have his kids and fights for that.
That's a possibility.
So this movie, him being obsessed with Spawn, might cause his divorce and then give him Sam.
Now, we're running real low on time, but there's one thing we need to talk about because we've lost it for a week now. We've been trying to fit this in, but we just gotta say it.
All right.
Jake Gyllenhaal might be Batman.
Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be Batman.
Might, no.
The second that Ben Affleck steps away.
Might be. This is all rumor.
I'm okay with it.
So here's the thing. We know that Ben Affleck's trying to get out of his role as Batman, and rumor that the Flashpoint movie might be his last time as Batman, right? So with that being said, Jake Gyllenhaal seems to be the front runner, so much so that they may have already had conversations with him about him taking the role the moment Ben Affleck steps out.
He doesn't have a Batman voice.
He has a Batman look.
But we do know that the Batman movies do not use any kind of voice. They use that voice modulator. So they can get away with that with the voice modulator.
Okay.
Or he could just do what Christian Bale did.
It's so funny to me that people are so okay with Jake Gyllenhaal, but we're so against Ben Affleck.
Because our expectations are so low now. You had Batfleck.
Yeah.
What worse can they do?
Jake Gyllenhaal is a great actor. Don't get me wrong.
He's
right?
A better actor
Jarhead.
Than Affleck.
Yeah, okay.
He's got more range.
I'll give you that. He's had more opportunity to show movies with range.
Yes.
Okay.
Right?
Fair.
So Jarhead was phenomenal. I loved him in Donnie Darko. But I mean, this is also the Prince of Persia guy. I mean, we can't neglect that. So we can't say, well, Ben Affleck did Daredevil and not say, well, Jake Gyllenhaal did Prince of Persia.
True. Yeah, but Prince of Persia was more like a PC game.
Awful movie.
PC game, though.
That means nothing. It's still a bad movie.
But
Daredevil Director's Cut was good.
Anyway,
I have to say it every time.
Look, I like Jake Gyllenhaal. I just do not see him as Batman. I would love to see Jake Gyllenhaal in a superhero role. I just don't know about
Batman.
Well,
guess what? On that note, do that thing because we got no more time.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you can find the show Welcome to Fireside and Welcome to Fireside everywhere online. You can find me, Jay Menti, or John Menti, depending on where you look. Features.
That's jeez.
Well, good lord. Woo, try that again. Use words.
@P_features on Twitter and Snapchat.
And I'm Mr. Maurer. You can find me at @_Maurer, and that's M-A-U-R-E-R, or you can find all of us at theogpodcastnetwork.com.
If you like the show, support, like, comment, share, rate, all that jazz. It goes a long way. That support that you've been giving us, thank you so much. We cannot thank you enough. It really means the world. With that being said,
deuces.
Ooh,
deuces.
Features. Left you in the cold.
Yeah. we're used to that.
Deuces!
Side effects of the slow force.